This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're going to linger in Europe for a little while longer for this. The last time Britain's heir to the throne married, 24 years ago, the hype and pageantry were everywhere. But this week's wedding of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles is stirring a more conflicted set of emotions in the British people. Sue Ellicott reports from London.
If it's good old-fashioned British pageantry you want from a royal wedding, forget it.
I am commanded by Her Most Gracious Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, to announce the wedding of Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer. God save the Queen! God bless the Prince of Wales!
That's how we used to promote royal romances, when a soon-to-be middle-aged Prince Charles wed his blushing, virgin teenage bride, Lady Diana Spencer, in 1981.
Well, that's the cheering that greets the Queen, and she looks lovely in a dress court and matching hat of aquamarine and...
The wedding in 1981 was phenomenal.
Ian Lloyd is a royal expert for Majesty magazine.
It was the closest the royal family and the people have been. It was just amazing. If you weren't watching the wedding or attending the wedding or seeing it at first hand in London, then there was something wrong with you, you know. This wedding is obviously very low-key, and the nation really is divided.
The run-up to this wedding has been marred by mishaps. Queen Elizabeth isn't attending the ceremony, which will be off-limits to TV, though she'll be at a blessing afterwards. Charles's dad might not make it at all, and Charles himself almost called it off. Too much stress. Then shifted the date so as not to clash with Pope John Paul's funeral. Dominic Stevens, a builder, says he'll only watch the royal wedding while he's at the pub with his mates.
There's a lot more important things going on than them two getting married. This, you know, doesn't help me or affect me at all.
What kind of things are more important?
Going to work and getting money at the end of the week.
Many young people wish the couple well, but Camilla can't quite shrug off her image as a marriage wrecker, and Charles comes across as frumpy and out of touch. Few Britons seem to welcome the idea of Camilla as queen, should Prince Charles succeed his mum.
As long as she's not made queen, doesn't matter whether they get married. They can go off to some desert island, live happily ever after.
That's Jenny Ormond, the Irish-born caretaker of an apartment building in London where Camilla sometimes stays with one of her friends, Baroness somebody or other. Jenny has met Camilla, says she's very nice, but...
I just think she shouldn't be queen. I think it would finish the royal family altogether.
Joan Berry, a retired supermarket cashier, is in a more disruptive mood. She's a founder of the Diana Circle, which plans to lay flowers and Princess Di photographs at a Diana memorial in London during Charles and Camilla's wedding ceremony.
We're making sure they don't get all the limelight, because when all said and done, it's Charles and Camilla has put Diana where she is today. If he'd have been a decent kind of a man instead of being a wimp and made her go of his marriage instead of conniving with Camilla Parker Bowles, she would have been with us today.
Joan is an extreme case. Her home in southern England is a trove of 600 items of Princess Diana memorabilia, including 100 books, videos, thimbles, cups, pens, glasses, a replica of one of her evening bags, never used, and 50 porcelain plates bought for around $50 each. That's $2,500 worth.
Ah, well, she's worth it. I mean, I look at it this way. I don't drink, I don't smoke. She's my pleasure.
Joan and the Diana Circle have become media celebrities in recent weeks after 8 of them officially objected to Charles's wedding plans. The 9th complaint came from a Protestant vicar who doesn't think the Prince of Wales, a divorcee, should be head of the Church of England if he becomes king. All objections were overruled. At this point, Ian Lloyd thinks people might be starting to feel a bit sorry for the couple.
Slight groundswell towards the couple, that people think this poor couple, they've been through an awful lot recently, so I think it's not as divided as it was a few weeks ago, but there's certainly a slight division.
But in the end, maybe everybody really does just love a wedding.
What I'm saying is it's a British characteristic to be a little bit low-key, a bit reticent, and then on the day itself they can, you know, unleash some emotion. We shall have to wait and see if it happens in Windsor.
God save the Queen! God bless the Prince of Wales!
Meanwhile, here's something you probably won't be hearing this weekend. For Day to Day, I'm Sue Ellicott.